Major League Baseball just threw some cold water on the Los Angeles Dodgers World Series celebration. Third baseman Justin Turner was pulled from the game against the Tampa Bay Rays in the seventh inning Tuesday night after the league was notified that he'd tested positive for the coronavirus. But Turner returned to the field after the Dodgers' 3-1 win to celebrate with his teammates. And now league officials say Turner is being investigated for violating COVID-19 protocols. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, good to have you. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
And I could see it being very hard to resist going back onto the field after winning the World Series. But then Turner is seen without a mask, posing for a team picture, and the league is not happy about this. What are they investigating exactly?
Well, the sequence of events is that they get tested every day in the Major League Baseball playoffs, and the test that Turner had taken the day before turned up inconclusive. They get the tests. The games are played in Texas. The tests are shipped to a lab in Utah, and there was some lateness in getting some test results. So on Tuesday, as that final game of the MLB season was taking place, and as Turner was on the field, they were actually running his test from Tuesday. Turned out positive. Wow. They relay it to the team. They pull him off the field. Clayton Kershaw, Dodger pitcher on the mound, looks to third base. Wait a minute. Turner's not even there. He wasn't even apprised of the situation. So he was told, Turner was told to isolate, and there's some confusion. Yeah, there's some confusion. Was it in a physician's office? I've heard players saying it looked to be a utility closet near the locker room or the clubhouse. But then the Dodgers win, and you have to understand, I guess, to put it in context, this is the third longest tenured Dodger. This is the leader of the team. They love the guy. Fans love the guy. He's extremely important to the team. And he just said, well, expletive it, I'm going out there. And he does go out there, and afterwards some team officials defend the decision essentially by saying, well, if he wore a mask and only stayed out there briefly for a picture, but he stayed out there a long time and he didn't wear a mask. So it seemed to be a emotion winning out over prudence, and now they're still testing the Dodgers who left Texas. No positive tests have been resulted, but you know, we'll have to see if punishments or at least recriminations come down.
Yeah, and it's not like they're going to take the World Series trophy away, but I mean, there might be punishments. What are they potentially facing?
Yes, right. No, nor should they. So it's unclear, and it would seem that it's mostly Turner who would face the punishments as opposed to the team. But they're going to, you know, as I assess the public relations aspect of it, no one has really said anything, either Turner or the Dodgers, anything specifically about this, because I think it's a different circumstance. If no one else got infected, and this is a one-time terrible decision, that's one set of circumstances. But if he did spread this to others, and we would know because there were no positive tests before Turner's came back. If he spread it to others or there was a similar super spreader before him, that's quite another thing. And that's quite another set of answers he'll have to give.
Well, and as you said, this is a very important player on the team. So this next question is purely hypothetical. But what would have happened if the Dodgers had to play a game seven without Justin Turner on the field?
If Major League Baseball stuck by its protocols, including what they did earlier when a Cincinnati Reds player tested positive and was pulled out, not in game, but right before he did the post game handshake line. By the way, why are we still doing that in the age of COVID? They shut down the Reds schedule for three to five days and players were quarantined. So it's really unclear. It, I think, would have been as big a cultural COVID story of, as we've had in America, but because Mookie Betts and Clayton Kershaw and the crew won, we won't have to come to that point.
I guess we'll never know. What about football? The Big Ten Conference is only a week into its season, and Wisconsin has already had to shut down its program because of a COVID outbreak. What's happening in Madison, and does it raise any concerns about the rest of the college football season?
Well, it does, certainly for the Big Ten, which was only playing each other and was playing on a tight schedule. They started late, so there are no bye weeks. So according to the rules of the conference, Wisconsin, because it had a dozen positive tests on the team and is in an area, Dane County, which has, as you know, the state of Wisconsin is experiencing spikes. That means they have to shut down those players for 21 days. It might be hard for them to field a team. And in fact, one of the players is their starting quarterback, another redshirt backup quarterback. If they do play, they'd have to go with the fourth stringer. This could, you know, this certainly has repercussions with all the other teams they play. The coach of the team also tested positive. He's the 10th coach, I believe, in college football to get a positive corona test.
We have just less than a minute here, but it's look at the calendar. It's almost November. In a normal year, we'd be playing hockey. The NBA would be tipping off. What are the plans for those leagues?
Right. Yesterday, I had to check myself. I said, oh, my God, there's no professional sports today. Thank you, Thursday Night Football tonight. The NHL and NBA say that at first they were talking about maybe we could start in December. They're both saying it looks like a 2021, January 2021 start. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, says he's still assessing things. You know, of course, some teams played until a few weeks ago. Other teams have been out since March, and they weren't even invited into the bubble.
Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.